What up, guys? It's Dan. You're going to notice in this episode that it kind of randomly cuts out. Something happened on the editing end. I apologize. But I figured I'm just going to leave what's there and let you guys enjoy this very short but hopefully entertaining podcast. Enjoy.
All right, John, we're recording.
Welcome, everyone, to the Borderline Buddies podcast. I'm John.
I'm Dan.
I'm Uriah.
I'm Caleb.
Pastor Caleb's here with us.
That was like a really
round of applause in post. I saw that.
Did you notice that?
That was pretty good.
It took me 5 minutes. So I'll do it. When I did it and it took me that short of time, I went, okay, I guess I can do that more.
Nice.
So I'll add an applause in.
Oh, for so when 5 minutes was good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
Well, the problem was I way overthought looking for a free applause
right.
audio. So like, I'm testing all of them. Then I went, why am I testing so many of these? It's an applause.
Because you're about excellence.
That's what I like.
I was like, I got to have a good applause. And then I picked one and I'm like, that's perfect.
It was nice.
Beautiful.
Sorry, everybody, about the last podcast. I was just.
John was really loud.
Uncontrollably loud. I'm pretty sure.
But we're working on that.
It was, it was rough, but we're.
You got IT on that?
We're dialing it.
We're going to talk with our producer. The funny thing is you texted me. So I assume you went to the website and listened to it, right?
I did, yeah.
Because I laughed that you just texted me and said, bro, I am super loud. And I'm like, there's nothing I can do about it.
It don't matter. Yeah. I think it would take a better piece of software to split up all the channels and
be able
to.
So the funny thing is we use Audacity, right? Which is just free.
Yeah.
And it actually is a lot more powerful than people think, but. Yeah. I just would have to go through so many tutorials to figure it all out. Like, it actually is for being free, it's a pretty good recording software.
And but it's going to be an Indian person, and you're not really going to understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
And have you ever noticed that when you're trying to figure out something with technology? It's just like the tutorial you're going to get is going to be.
Yeah, the video tutorials you're going to find on YouTube, the first ones. So you're looking for an Excel spreadsheet answer. And it's like, I'm going to show you in Excel. And you're always like, the W's are so hard. Ah.
I actually saw somebody say, if you want to speak some sort of Indian accent, is it replace your T's with D's?
What?
So, like, if you say...
With E's?
No, your D, D's. Your okay. D's, right, replace your T's with D's.
Yes, this is true.
And that was hilarious, when somebody had, like, a sentence with a lot of T's
and
in
just,
it.
You know, and your V's with W's.
Is that... Yeah.
Yeah, you replace then, your V's with W's.
Yeah, and then somebody had a sentence with a lot of those vowels, a lot of those letters in it, and then they read it normal, and they read it like that, and it was hilarious. I was like, man.
What is it? Who did I ask the other day? I was like, I think it was... I don't remember who it was, but I was like, do other, like... People that speak different languages and in different countries, do they imitate the English language? Like, will they use words? Like, you know how we'll say, like, somebody will sneeze and you're like, oh, gesundheit. Or you're like, you say thank you or whatever in different languages.
Danke, you know?
A Spanish guy be like, thank you? And it's funny to all of his friends.
Well,
100%.
You think so?
I know I know that our profanity is pretty universal. Like, everybody uses English profanity.
Dude, that is so true.
Why is it that way?
And I understand from the German guys, they do.
For no other reason, the pop culture output.
Yeah.
The pop culture is so strong. Even just down in Merida in Mexico, like, people are in the middle of Spanish sentences, but so many common terms, and especially, like, brand names. Like, every big brand and every gigantic company starts in the U.S., and so they have all these names that don't have a natural translation.
Right.
So you're hearing people talk, and the slang that comes out, and they literally say it with no Spanish accent. And it's just English coming out of their mouths. Like, what just happened? Like, it's really like, jarring. Like, why don't I understand the rest of what they just said? What did I miss here?
Prime.
That would throw me.
Yes.
That would throw me off.
Yeah.
Feastables.
You know how it's always like when stuff is dubbed over and then the laugh comes, you know, and you're like, whoa. It's kind of weird.
But speaking of Indian accents, we were doing a job in someone's house, and it was an Indian family. And you can always kind of tell who's getting their work done in their house around like what time of the year it is. So for these people, it was meaning you can tell, sometimes you can tell their ethnicity by what time of year they'll schedule their jobs. So like this one,
say more.
This one,
I'm not the only one confused about that.
I'll help it make sense. This one, they scheduled the weekend of Thanksgiving. Like, they wanted it done the weekend of Thanksgiving because they don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And so, but and they have this time off, right, so they can be there.
Yeah.
but they don't celebrate, whatever.
You had me confused like it was like random seasons. No. I was just confused.
It'll be a
John's
Chinese...
like, whenever they're celebrating Purim, you know?
That's what they're in Florida. I don't even know what that is. What is Purim?
Purim is, that's a Jewish celebration. It's a Hebrew celebration. Purim is, it's P-U-R-I-M. I don't remember what it's even celebrating.
Oh, I've seen that before. Okay. Yeah.
But anyways, I think it's actually a bigger deal. Like, what's the one that happens around Christmas? Hanukkah is not actually a big Jewish holiday. It's a big American holiday because it's close to Christmas. But like Purim is like, I think, one of the big ones. It's around September, I think, where they have a bunch of their big stuff. Anyways.
So they were probably celebrating that. I'm not sure what they were doing. But we were in their house, and one of the people that I work with, his name's Dan too. He's really good at the Indian accent. So like, he'll just like say it sometimes, like, we'll, like, and no malice whatsoever, but he'll just say it.
It's out of nowhere.
Yeah, and they're like in the house with you.
Like, he's got Indian Tourette's.
Yeah, so exactly. And he'll be like, hand me that tool, buddy. And it's like, and he said it, and the person was in the other room. There's no way they didn't hear. And he just like, he like looked at me, he like, his face went white, and he was like, I can't believe I just did it. And he just left. He had to leave for like 10 minutes.
That's amazing.
But funny enough, that was Urban Meyer's old house in BG when he coached.
Oh, that's cool.
Bowling Green.
Oh. I got a nice story for you, Ryan. I already told you, Ryan, the story. So we had this at work, it's been slow. And we had this guy we had this guy that we were working with who we were always making jokes about, because it's so slow that we're all getting fired. It's just a joke. Like, oh, we're all done. Found out today that we are doing well. Thank you for your prayers, by the way.
Friday. That's yes. Right. This is a big day. Yeah,
it was a big day. Good deal. I'll tell you more about that later. Sure. But found out everything is good. Well, anyway.
Nice.
So, I guess it was last Friday. We're making that joke with this guy. And so we finished this project. And I went up to him and I went, hey, man, it was great working with you. He's like, yeah, man. He's joking. We're laughing. Dude, an hour later, he gets let go. Oh. So he comes into our warehouse, man, and he has his tools. There's tools, his bag and stuff with him. Shakes, man, it's great working with you. I'm like, what? You know, I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, man. They let me go. And I was like, dude, I'm so sorry.
He's pulling your leg at the end.
He got let go. He didn't get let go for us being slow. It was other things.
Oh, okay.
So which made me feel better. But still, either way, though, dude, I was
he literally thought he went up to you and was like, yeah. You knew, didn't you?
No. So we walked outside. We walked outside with him because he didn't leave on bad terms that we know of. He really didn't. But we walked outside and I told him, I was like, man, I did not know this was going to happen. I would not have made, because I made more jokes than that all day. That was the joke. And especially with him, because he kept saying it. And so I told him, I was like, I really didn't know. I would not have made that. He just laughed. He's like, no. He's like, dude, you're fine. I'm like, okay, I did not know, man. I feel like
it's gone way worse.
Dude, so I have an embarrassing work story like that, too.
Well, you're next, Pastor Caleb.
So,
I got embarrassing work stories for days, if you want them. Yeah, go ahead.
So, I guess I'll leave my coworker.
I worked with John. I got all kinds of embarrassing work stories.
about a coworker.
Yeah. Go on, you're right. I guess I'll leave him unnamed in case, you know, he doesn't want to be out there. But I worked with a guy who his parents had him late in life, and so he's a little older than I am. He might be 30 at this point, but you know, it was a couple of years ago. But anyway, that's irrelevant. So he was had later in life by his parents. So his dad was quite old.
Mm-hmm.
So his dad died of just natural causes. He was like 85 or something like that. You know, lived a pretty good life, but we all have an end at some point. And so I had been watching a bunch of like TikToks or Vines or something at that. Well, not Vine, it's pretty old. But anyway, I've been watching a bunch of shorts, and there's a meme where the kid goes, "I hope you find your dad." So I'm sitting next to him, and he had to go to the tools and like the parts crib and get something. And so he goes, "All right, I gotta go find something." And just in like not even thinking about it, as he's walking away, I go, "I hope you find your dad." And then it hit me that his dad had just died, right? And I felt so awful. I thought to myself, I
did he react?
No, he didn't react at all. So then later on, when people had dispersed and it was just him and I went over and I said, hey, man, I am so sorry. I was just referencing like a short video. I was not trying to rub it. He goes, what are you talking about?
And you
I said,
went,
absolutely nothing. You have a great day.
You went,
And then there's all people right. There's guys that will intentionally use that as a joke. Like my friend Aiden, he his dad, and he'll do something and he'll be like, "Thanks for bringing that up. My dad's dead." And he'll like actually catch off guard for a second,
dude.
But it's bad. Yeah,
I need Pastor Caleb to top that.
Well, I
just, story.
No, it definitely won't top that. What I remember is when I was a kid, we had these just weird catchphrases and sayings that would become popular, and you'd use them all the time for no reason, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them that was, "Oh, she got shot," or "He got shot." Someone'd be like, "Oh, what happened to so and so? Oh, she got shot." And it was just a way to just go completely over the top and just to be a pain in the neck to somebody. Well, I was at a friend's house all day. On a Saturday. I come home. He drops me off like right at dinner time. So I walk in the door. The family's all at the big, gigantic conference table that we called the dining room table. And I sit down, and another one of my siblings had been out all day, and they just came in about the same time I did. And we sit down at the table, and we're looking around, and the other sibling says, "Hey, where's Abigail?" And I said, "Oh, she got shot." And that's how quiet it got at the table.
No.
And one of my sisters dropped her silverware and like pushed back from the table and like walked away. I'm like, "What in the world is going on?"
Oh no.
And they're like, "Abigail got shot today." We had a BB gun. We had a BB gun.
Oh,
dude,
I'm gone. And I mean, the story is funny, and there's a lot of contradicting narratives out there about how it happened. But regardless, my 4-year-old brother ended up with a pumped and loaded BB gun.
Right.
And then my sister Abby was downrange. By downrange, I mean she was up high, and he turned and he pulled the trigger inadvertently. It actually went, it didn't actually hit her eye. It's actually still there. Now, she has the best party trick you've ever seen. She can hang magnets from her eyelid.
There's no way it's still
you've never seen it. You've never seen her do anything like that or talk about it? Yeah, it's crazy.
It's still in there?
She was at the hospital that night. Turns out everything was completely fine. They kept her overnight. They tried to figure out, hey, can we get it out? And is it going to be a problem if we leave it in?
Yeah.
Turned out it was risky to take it out, and there was nothing toxic or anything in it. So
that's good.
It's still there. But yeah, so she can. Oh, it's a good time. But I could not. Like, it is. Can you imagine, like, that random of a phrase that we were using at that time for it to happen in my house where everyone knows what everyone's doing, and I just didn't? And to drop that in that moment was universally almost impossible.
That is insane.
That's amazing.
That is, and like, she got shot. And like, I just still remember, like, everyone, like just the oxygen coming out of the room. Like, what is everyone talking about? Like,
I wonder what your reaction was to them reacting that way about her being shot.
It was just,
you didn't know, right?
I was just looking around, like, what is going on? And then I think it was my sister Laura, and I started putting it together, like, my parents aren't at the dinner table. Like,
yeah,
what's going on? And then she's like, "Abigail did get shot today." And, like, I don't even remember if I stuck around long enough for them to tell me, like, it was a BB gun, it was whatever. I just remember I booked it from the table because I felt so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought, look what I just did to all of my family. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what in the world? Like,
were you worried about your sister at all?
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Because, like, when you say, "Oh, she got shot," like, you're sort of intimating, that person's dead, you know? Don't worry about it. Like, "Oh, where's so-and-so? Oh, she got shot," you know?
Yeah.
And, like, to say that, it's like, you know, you almost feel responsible for some reason, even though it's not your fault.
You were the one.
But
was that one of the last times you used that saying, you think?
Oh, yeah, dude. We were not using that one again. I don't recall, but I can't imagine that we used it again.
Never tired.
Like, I mean, because the truth is, actually, the safest time to use it would have been any point moving forward, because what are the odds it was going to happen again?
That's
but at the same time, I don't know if I thought
who's
that gonna
rationally go two for
about
two.
It.
That's hilarious. I mean, the odds must have been pretty high, living
insane
where you grew up. But
that's amazing.
Still.
So wait, so how many siblings do you have?
9 kids. I'm number 6 of the 9.
The whole baseball team.
We could field one.
And you're number?
With a bunch of bad knees. We couldn't get anywhere. You had no catchers in the group. Yeah, I'm number 6.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
okay.
Shortstop.
Boy, 4 girls, then me.
Boy.
The ones that follow don't really matter that much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Irrelevant, right?
Yes.
That's crazy. I can't believe that
thing
is still in her eye. I don't.
It's amazing.
No.
I don't know. She's obviously completely comfortable with it, but like, I will get her to do it sometimes. She can take like little refrigerator magnets and like hang them from her eye.
Nuts.
Can she feel it still? Like, or is
I don't
it...
think she can feel it. She's got this tiny little scar. Because I mean, guys, it was so close to hitting her eye.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness.
It's absolutely insane where that scar is.
Huh?
Have I ever told that story about the BB gun? I think I have.
You might have. I don't know.
I feel like it did.
We've told a lot of stories. So
on the pod, you mean?
On last season on the pod, I mean. No, I'll just go through it really quick, just in case I haven't. But we were at Shane's house one time. We were messing around. It was me, my brothers, and Shane was there. We were messing around with a BB gun. No, it was an airsoft gun. And there was one, like, there's a couple BBs left in the magazine or the clip or whatever, and you could hear them shake around. It was a pump action shotgun. So we would shake it around and then pump it. You kind of like roulette not knowing if the BB went into.
I know you're about that.
To the chamber.
That gambling. Getting risky.
Chamber. Little Russian roulette, you know?
But we were doing it. We were doing it for like probably a minute or two. And then we're cocking it, shooting it at our stomachs or at each other's feet, whatever. Well, Shane cocked it. And he looks down
the barrel. Of course. No way!
He looks, he literally puts it up to his eye and he looks down the barrel and then he goes, it's a long barrel, so it's not like you can see, like in a Nerf gun, you can see that the dart is there. You can't see. Oh, he looks all the way down and then he goes, ah, I can't do it, and turns and shoots at me, hits me directly in the forehead.
Oh my word.
That's actually good that that happened.
Yes, dude.
That could have been so bad.
I had a welt for like a while there, but like.
That hurts.
That man. Close to shooting, you know, his eye out.
I got shot and right there by a guy with an airsoft gun as well. It's that
like,
hurts.
If you're gonna get shot in the head, it's gonna be dead center.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. For whatever it is, role. Man. Like,
well, everything else glances off.
Yeah, 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 that's true.
When I was a kid, maybe mid elementary.
You were never a kid.
I was not. But just for the sake of the story, let's say I was.
You're as an old man forever.
So when I was a kid, I had the misfortune of starting a rubber band war with my dad. And so, you know,
like flinging them at each other or going up to each other and doing there's a difference.
So, so, you know, he'd be on his computer somewhere in the house and I'd sneak into the room and just shoot him real quick and hit him in the arm, whatever. Then he would shoot me back. Well, one time I got kind of close and I shot it pretty hard and it hit him, and he wasn't overreacting, but now he's saying like, oh, I'm gonna kill you now, right?